Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVLE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 1st of December, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Community Foundation CEO Linda Kara-Schmidt, as it is a big day tomorrow, match day, check presentation day. Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good.
We are wonderful here, Linda, and I have to ask what the atmosphere here is as you get ready to head into the office for this penultimate day before we start passing out checks tomorrow.
Yeah, it's exciting. Of course, we can't spill the beans just yet, but it's coming up tomorrow at 10 o'clock live at the mall where we're going to announce the Growing Up Giving results and the match day results, which we think the community will be very pleased.
So is there excitement in the air, Linda?
There is, Ron. Of course, we can't spill the beans.
Well, I don't.
But yes, we are very excited. You know, last year this is our 12th year. Last year we had a record. We raised over $769,000 on behalf of the nonprofits, and it was an incredible year, and this year is a good year as well, and we are really proud of everybody that stepped up to support the program and all the nonprofits that did incredible work talking to their donors, having those important conversations about why charitable giving matters and how their dollars can impact our community in a pretty significant way. So it's a good year. It was a great event, and tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun and a lot of celebration.
What do you see here, Linda, as the secret sauce ingredients for why Match Day not only has done well, but it continues to basically outdo itself every year to this point?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to that. The heart of humanity is just incredible. And in our community, I think, you know, I was told when I started this job a long time ago how giving our community was and how generous, and it is really true. But I always say this too, you know, if the nonprofits weren't doing incredible work, the donors wouldn't feel comfortable and confident giving to them. And I think people also understand that this event, because they're working with the Emporia Community Foundation, it's not just a fundraising event. It's an opportunity to grow and sustain the mission for these nonprofits, because this is the way the structure is set up. They have a fund with us that helps to sustain their operations for years to come. And so it's easy to want to support that when they know that it's going to be creating longevity around the cause that they care about.
Well, the needs are great out there, and these 33, Linda, what we have here? 33 participants, Linda?
Sorry, can you hear me,
30? We lost you there for a couple seconds.
Are you?
Can you hear me okay now?
There, I've got you, Linda. How about that? So what do we got, 33?
Sorry, I'm out in the country. So.
That's okay.
We have 35 nonprofits
okay, 35.
That participated this year, yes.
All right, so that's exciting. So formatically, let's set this up. How will this all work at the Flint Hills Mall tomorrow, Linda?
So we will be live on KVOE at 10 o'clock. We'd like everybody to be out there and situated by 9:45, so we'll be ready for whenever you guys are ready to go live. We will start giving out checks from the smallest amount to the largest amount, and each agency will have a leader there to talk about their mission and what they plan to do with the funds and what Match Day meant to them. So we invite your listeners, the donors, everybody that supported Match Day, to come out and hear about that. We'll be wrapping it up around noon. There should be plenty of chairs to sit, but if somebody wanted to bring a lawn chair, that would be fine. And then Chuck will be in a tux, so we want to come celebrate the goodness of that. And it's just kind of a fun way to learn about the results. And then, of course, we'll have the big announcement, you know, right around noon as far as what the total was that the community raised.
It's always a fun time. And, you know, the reactions, and Ron and I have been talking about this here for a couple of weeks now intermittently, just, you know, not only is the fundraising a huge part of what we're going to be really highlighting tomorrow, but it's the reactions from the organizers, because in a lot of cases, they are blown away by the fruits of their work all year long since the last match day.
It is true, Chuck, and that's one of the fun parts for us, too, is to see their reactions. They deserve to get the credit. They've done the work, and so it's fun for them to reap what they sowed, and it's a beautiful thing to witness.
It is great theater. There is no doubt about that. 10 o'clock tomorrow right here live on KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, and the audio stream, KVOE.com. So we invite you to tune in and encourage you to stop by the Flint Hills Mall and be a part of a wonderful event. That is the Match Day Check presentations happening tomorrow. And even though we mentioned how great the need is, and it's been some trying times here, it just seems this community continues to turn out. And you were busy on Match Day, weren't you? A lot of people came in to your office, didn't they, Linda?
Yes, that's right, Ron. We started at midnight on the 17th accepting online donations, and we technically didn't open until 9, but we already had people coming in at 8:30 in the morning. And then they continued until around 6 o'clock or so that evening. And, you know, to your point, Ron, I mean, there's a lot of turmoil in the world, and it's so easy to kind of get bombarded with some of the negativity and the things that we're just, you know, constantly inundated with, but there's a lot of good going on. And Match Day and KVOE, I mean, those are two things that allow us to celebrate the good that's in the world and to just come together as a community and do what's right and put our energy there instead of on some of the heavier stuff that we all are exposed to every day. So we really appreciate this partnership with you, and we're just so grateful to the donors, to the matching donors. You know, they're incredible. We couldn't do this without them. The prize and event sponsors, and then, of course, the organizations like we've talked about. They're out there on boots on the ground doing the work every day.
Match Day is oozing with good.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Indeed.
It is.
Really quickly, Linda, you mentioned here right off the top the growing up giving side of things and that particular aspect. Talk about that in a little bit more detail, because I don't think a lot of people really realize the foundational work that has for the community.
Yeah, Chuck, that is a program that talks about young philanthropy. We bring a program into the elementary age children, 3rd through 5th grade, and we just talk about charitable giving. They learn about each of the nonprofits. They visit the website, listen to the video, read all the information, and then we get sponsors that give $100 each classroom, and then those kids get to decide how to spend the money. So they get a chance to develop their research skills, their debate skills, because they try to convince their friends to give to their favorite charity. So it's a beautiful way just to engage young children in charitable giving and to educate them about what's going on in the community. And so this year we had 27 classrooms from 7 different schools who took part in that, and that added an additional $2,700 to the agencies that were chosen by those children. So it's a really wonderful program for the kids to get involved. And then, of course, we hope that they go home and talk to their parents about it. And so then we're hoping to get the parents involved, too, if they haven't already heard about Match Day. And the students love it. We always hear from the teachers that the kids really enjoy being part of that program. Of course, there are some of their favorites that they always choose. I mean, they love children. They love animals. And so sometimes they always want to give to those agencies. But it's beautiful because whatever nonprofit they choose gets an additional $100 from that classroom.
Outstanding. Well, Linda, we can't wait. Looking forward to tomorrow at 10 a.m. and looking forward to the different stories that unfold here this time around.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We really appreciate you. We appreciate Ron, everybody over there, and we're excited to spend the day with you again tomorrow, and we appreciate your gracious time, and we invite everybody to come out and celebrate. We don't think you'll be disappointed.
Linda, thanks. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Emporia Community Foundation CEO Linda Kara Schmidt with us on our primetime newsmaker. It is Match Day, Money Handing Out Day tomorrow at Flint Hills Mall. Don't miss and tune in at 10.
Little checks and a big check to be revealed tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 o'clock here on KVOE. Want to let you know that if you want to be part of the Newsmakers segment, 7:20 every weekday, Wednesday, Thursday currently are open, and we know there's a lot of activities at this time of year. So if you want one of those Newsmaker spots, a good way to get the word out. 620-342-1400 is the number. You can email KVOE at KVOE.com. Tomorrow our guest is Stephanie Anderson as we talk about Giving Tuesday at Flint Hills Technical College.
All right, our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by our friends at the Emporia Gazette. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. KVOE Live and Local 734, 24 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you planning your holiday or Christmas party this year? Want to make the holiday family dinner easier to manage? Contact Bobby.